Maybe just as a little leg stretching, seventh inning stretch before I move on to penury. One of the things I didn't do in this reading was to read what are these floating numbers that function as titles in the book, and I'm often asked what they are. And you didn't ask me what they are, but let me I'll tell you anyway. So if you read the book, you'll have at least some articulation from me of what I imagine those are, and hopefully what they make available to you. In some very real way, in my mind, they are dates, but dates unbound from any sense of chronology, but dates in the service of chronicling, by which I also mean that dates are cyclic, recursive. They don't line up. I mean, I think so often our conception of time and history is that it's some kind of continuum, and I think one of the things I'm trying to understand for myself is the ways in which clearly time, memory, perception do not unfold any kind of unidirectional fashion. And so trying to understand that the kind of imbrication of past, present, and a kind of the yet to come, in some sense, arising together. And trying to see how that helps, in some sense, articulate the other thing I brought up earlier, this notion of how are you, in some sense, able to occupy your own historical condition so that it becomes a measure, a potential measure of how to bear and carry forth a certain sense of social responsibility in social spaces. Again, seen through that sense of historical consciousness, which doesn't demarcate or doesn't have a certain teleological idea of, like, we start here and we end there, and therefore something has taken place. So in some sense, as I said, what you'll hear will continue some of the mapping and the thinking that was in Commons. One of the textures, and I'm pretty sure you'll recognize it when I get to it, but I found one of those wonderful accidents on the sidewalk of Lower Manhattan a number of years ago, a translation into Korean of The Inferno. And what's fascinating is that it's printed using the conventional, traditional, Korean printing, which is to go from right to left and from top to bottom. And so I've been having a fascinating time trying to read it backwards and forwards, if you will, and sort of realigning it the way that it would be printed conventionally, but also that my Korean is such that a lot of it is a kind of approximation. And rather than, in some sense, submit myself to a sense of, finding out what I don't know in that Korean translation, I found myself much more intrigued by what I actually do know and leaving gaps for what I don't know rather than sort of trying to recuperate that absence. So a lot of work came out of that, what I was calling sort of seeing translating. So in other words, when I saw something that, like, I could read, I would start taking notes on that. And then I had someone read the Korean and make a tape that I could play again and again. Then I would make notes on only what I could hear and understand. So there's a kind of hearing writing and a seeing writing that I think you'll be able to tell where these sort of strangely compressed music is coming from. Okay.